Dr. Joanne Raphael is the dean at Strayer University in Palm Beach. As the holiday season is in full swing, it's time to go shopping, and more shoppers are looking for the best bargains. They're also being bombarded with countless shopping options as the stores are shifting their strategies rapidly to meet our consumer needs. And Dr. Raphael is the dean at Strayer University in Palm Beach Garden. She joins us this morning to discuss the findings of a new story about shoppers' attitudes this holiday season. She'll also tell us what it means for millions of retailers across the country. Good morning, Dr. Raphael.
Good morning to you.
Well, it's 27 degrees here. What's the weather like in Palm Beach?
It is very beautiful. Couldn't ask for better.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the shopping season. Today's consumers have more tools than ever to find the best deals on the gifts that they want to buy for the holidays. What tools are they choosing most?
Well, the survey was conducted by Strayer University, and we found that about two-thirds of the adults, and the adults, whether across and gender, age, whether it be income levels or ethnicity, we found that they are agreeing that retailers should promote holiday seasons via online or mobile devices. We also see in those digital shoppers tend to be younger. And that's not very surprising because most young shoppers are very computer savvy. But what was very even more interesting than that is that almost half of these consumers surveyed still continue to expect deals to be promoted using newspaper, and that was very interesting.
As the professor of economics at Strayer, you've got to keep a close watch on economic data. What's it telling you about the overall mindset about the American consumer this holiday season?
So what I would say here is that retailers should realize that most customers are within a budget, that they are indeed adopting several saving strategies, and they should keep that in mind. They should also keep in mind that shoppers are reevaluating what is a necessity versus a luxury. That has changed because of economic times. Buyers are also very concerned about pricing. Pricing is the number one buying decision. So if retailers want to take up a significant portion of that tiny budget that customers have this holiday season, they have to find ways to be able to keep them loyal, keep their customers loyal, and that is to provide superior customer service. So that's what I would tell retailers to look out for that.
Are we shoppers waiting till the last minute, hoping for even better deals as the holiday approaches, or are we going out earlier?
Well, the thing about it, according to the survey, nearly equal number of adults polled said that they would tend to wait until prices drop versus shopping right away. So it seems like there's 50-50. There are diverse group of people, shoppers out there. Many of them are waiting. Many of them are trying to avoid the stress. So retailers should keep that in mind, that there are people on both, there are customers on both sides. Some would want to wait and some would want to shop right away.
Do you think we're going to see as many good deals and as many low prices as we have in the past couple of years?
Absolutely. Since buying decision is the number one reason why a customer would even purchase a commodity, that means they are waiting for deals. No exception. This year with the economic times, people on a budget, and as I said here, they are sitting on here redefining what a necessity, what a luxury is. They are certainly looking for deals this Christmas.
We're talking with Dr. Raphael from Strayer University, and she's telling us about what we can expect for the holiday season. How challenging is it for retailers to keep up with today's holiday shopper?
It would be very difficult because, A, is that they're competing for that small budget, customer budget. B, they are having, according to the survey, the survey customers are telling them that they want to look for deals not just via internet and mobile devices, but the newspaper in stores. Now, another thing that was very interesting, that more than 6 out of 10 say that they would still would want to go to the stores to look for deals. So we're looking at they're looking for deals not just in the stores, but the newspaper. They're also looking for deals using the internet, mobile devices. So retailers must advertise everywhere.
All right.
That's challenging.
All right, Dr. Raphael, what's your number one tip for us as shoppers today? Do we need to plan more? What's the number one piece of advice you can give us?
Like I always tell my students at Strayer University, when you are looking for deals, look for deals, but be very careful this holiday season. I would say shop trusted names. Make sure if you're going online and you're looking to put your personal information on there, make sure you use secure websites. I would say don't share too much of your personal information. Know that there are people out there looking to get that information. Use very strong passwords. Just be very, very careful. And I would tell shoppers also, I know there are many hurting Americans because of economic conditions. I would say don't forget to shop just a little token for a charitable organization to give back to the community. Last year at Strayer University Palm Beach Gardens, we adopted a family in need. The university came together with faculty, staff, and that family, and the university adopted and bought gifts for that family in need. So I would say don't forget we are resilient people, but don't forget someone in need.
And is there a resource we can use to look at that new study that you'd came out with?
Absolutely. The information on the survey can be found on www.ipsos-pa.com.
All right, Dr. Raphael, thanks so much. Happy holidays to you. Yeah, that's the first time I've said that, but it seems apropos now. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me on.